USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical Storm Mandy has formed in the Gulf of Mexico, prompting tropical storm and flash flood warnings in parts of the Florida Panhandle. The storm is already bringing rain and winds around 40 miles an hour to the Panhandle, with tropical storm warnings extending from Mexico Beach to the Steinhatchee River. The storm is expected to bring up to 6 inches of rain in some areas as it crosses the Panhandle tonight, moving into southeastern Georgia. Mandy is expected to weaken and move into the Atlantic Ocean by Thursday afternoon. And a Florida judge has blocked an executive order from Governor Ron DeSantis that banned mask mandates in the state's schools. Tallahassee Judge John Cooper lifted a stay of a ruling from last month that said the state couldn't punish districts for requiring masks. Several districts, including the state's five largest, had defied the governor's order and enacted mask policies. The state education board had responded by threatening to withhold the salaries of board members who voted for those mandates. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
The leak of documents that allegedly expose misleading statements from Dr. Anthony Fauci about the lab where some say the coronavirus came from has some calling for a deeper investigation. Lance Fry has more.
Dr. Anthony Fauci is being accused of lying after newly released documents by The Intercept appear to contradict his claims that the National Institute of Health did not fund a gain-of-function research at China's Wuhan lab. Arkansas Senator Republican Tom Cotton on Fox News says Fauci needs to be held accountable for his lies to the American people.
One of the biggest scandals in Washington in modern times. I mean, it funded a laboratory that in all likelihood is the source of this once-in-a-century pandemic that has upended so many of our lives. Where the lady in charge is nicknamed the Bat Lady, yet he always insisted it couldn't be possible. Well, now we know it was to cover his own tracks. It was to conceal what he had done with your tax dollars in incredibly reckless research in a Chinese communist lab.
From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Taliban has named a cabinet to run Afghanistan, which includes one person that was wanted by the U.S. for terrorism. Lance Pry has more.
Four of the five Guantanamo Bay detainees set free by President Barack Obama are now high-ranking officials in the new all-men Afghanistan government. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan on Fox News says this is just par for the Biden administration.
It shouldn't surprise us. I mean, I'm thinking about the president. 13 service members killed, Americans left behind, allies left behind, billions of dollars of equipment and weapons left behind. Some of the Afghans coming here haven't been properly vetted. He calls that all an extraordinary success. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised when now terrorists, people who have been let go and everything else, are running the very organization that this State Department and this administration is trying to negotiate with. It makes absolutely no sense, but nothing this administration does makes any sense. So while it's frightening, while it's scary, frankly, it's not surprising.
The Biden administration is taking a wait-and-see approach. They say they will judge the new government by their actions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And on the eve of the opening of the 2021 season, the NFL is becoming a highly vaccinated league. ESPN reporting Wednesday that at least 94% of NFL players have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine, with 99% of staff partially vaccinated. The league has required coaches and staff to be vaccinated and is in talks with the NFL Players Association over a mandate for the players. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.